The question was asked, why would one wear a hat and jacket for prayer? So we have a few concepts. One is the pasuk, Kikon Nikat Elokecha Yisrael. A person should prepare as he's approaching his Creator. A person should dress respectfully. So that's why when, I think it was the Queen of England or someone came to visit the Knesset, they asked all the people of the Knesset to don ties. So one of the rabbis in the Knesset refused. So they asked him, why do you refuse? He said, I don't wear a tie every day to prayer. If I wear a tie in honor of the Queen of England, I'm going to have to wear a tie for prayer. I don't wear it for prayer because I don't view it as something that I need to wear out of respect. So I'm not going to wear it for her either. If I view it as something that's actually a garment of respect, then I would wear it every day for prayer. And I don't. So here in Israel, you could argue that you don't have to wear a tie. What about a jacket? So look around you. I think most of the people in Knesset are without jackets too. So you could argue that you don't need to wear a jacket because that's not a garment of respect. What about a hat? So the Mishnah Brura speaks about a hat as a garment of respect. So that's one good reason to wear a hat. Well, today, today, ever since JFK was seen publicly without a hat, so the hat industry went down, and it's considered respectful without a hat. That's one reason to wear a hat. Another reason is that the Shulchan Aruch writes in the Beis Yosef that it says you should cover your head when you say a prayer. It says you should cover your head when you say a blessing. So that's why you'll see some Sephardi communities don't wear a yarmulke all day long, but they do wear a yarmulke for learning Torah, for saying a blessing, for saying a prayer. For anything of holiness, they wear a yarmulke. That's one understanding. There's another understanding, which is what the Beis Yosef brings, which is that when you're going to say a blessing or a prayer, you should wear another covering. So that's the idea of a hat. That's a second covering. That's what I'm saying. The casket you're wearing is also a second covering. The Mishnah Brura didn't own one of these nice fedora hats like we wear today. Mishnah Brura owned a casket like that. The famous picture of the Chafetz Chaim is with a casket. That's also a second covering. So that's another good reason to wear a hat. But technically, you see, a lot of Klal Yisrael today doesn't wear hats. So that's an acceptable opinion in the halacha. That's the Marshal wrote in a responsa that we technically go with the opinion that one covering, that all day long when we wear a yarmulke, that's a midat chasidut. The reason the halacha repeats and says, cover your head when you're going to make a prayer or a blessing, is to tell you that then it's obligatory. The rest of the time, that's our custom, so we have to do it because it's a custom. Am Yisrael today accepted it. We all wear yarmulkes all the time. But it's obligatory, not only from the point of view of a custom, but also from a halachic point of view, for prayer and blessing. So that's the understanding we go with, that not like the Beis Yosef writes, that you have to have a second covering for prayer and blessings, but rather that it's obligatory at those times. There's a third reason why people wore hats, and that is because it was a respectful way to dress. And they wanted people who learned Torah to be dressed respectfully so that people would look at it as a respectful task. So they'd always have them dressed nicely. That was an approach to get people to value learning Torah. So that was another reason why people who learned Torah would walk around with a hat and jacket, the way you'd see people who are doing white-collar work and not blue-collar work, so that people would look up to it and value it. And that's why in some yeshivas they were always careful that the guys should be clean-shaven, that the guys should look good, so that people would look up to it as something of value. So again, in summation, the halachic basis for wearing a hat and jacket is hikon likrat elokecha, dress nicely for prayer. So you could argue you're dressing nicely by putting on other garments. And the idea that the Beis Yosef writes that you need a second covering for prayer. And there we said, many people rely on the Marshal, and that seems to be the custom in the Dati Lumi world, that you don't need a second covering, that it's enough, that the only difference is that for prayer and blessings, it is obligatory to wear a head covering as opposed to the rest of the day where it's a minhag. We brought a third idea, and that is that sometimes there was a period 150 years ago where the rabbis wanted those who learned Torah to dress with hats and jackets, even when they weren't praying, because that was a respectful way of dress, and that was a way of getting the public to view learning Torah as something respectful and valuable.